Hello and welcome back to the American Dream Podcast. I am your host, Elias Torres. And today, I am thrilled to reintroduce Edricio de la Cruz, my friend, to the show. Edricio was on season one of the American Dream Podcast to talk about his own journey on Wall Street and into the startup world. Today, he rejoins me as the author of Underdog Founder, a book that only shares his story, but also provides actionable advice for anyone who may be thinking about taking the entrepreneurial journey. In addition to the book, Edricio and I discussed a recent LinkedIn post that caught my attention that he wrote about the five hard truths about why we Hispanics don't advance in tech entrepreneurship. This one is spicy, so let's get into it. Welcome back, Edricio. You're the first repeat guest on the show. I encourage people to listen to the prior podcast because there's a great story from him. Since we last spoke, he is a world-renowned book author. So the reason why, I always would want to have you back. I want to have everybody back to tell you the truth, and maybe that's the easy way to do season two. you're the first live season two episode. But the thing about it is that you made this this post, right? This incredible post. And what I like about you, what I like about Latinos in general is that we have so much in our mind and we want to speak up, but sometimes we don't speak up. But in this case, you did. You put a whole bunch of stuff, a whole bunch of issues on LinkedIn, which is called Five Hard Truths About Why We Hispanics, Latinos Don't Advance in Tech Entrepreneurship. Holy moly, right? There's you dropping some bombs in there, trying to get attention. I get it. But it's true. And so it's been a few days. So I was going to say, give me a quick overview of the post so for others to understand what was on your heart, what was on your mind at that time.
Sure. So I wrote the post as an answer to a question that I've been getting a lot from a lot of founders whom I personally invested in. And they keep asking me the same thing. It's like, why things seems like they should be changing, but they're not really changing for us Latino founders. And I sat back and thought about my experiences as a founder, as an ex-investor, as an author, and kind of diluted it into these five truths that aren't comfortable to digest. Some of those things are kind of systemic, that it just arise from the fact that, as people, we've been in this country for only a few generations, so that makes us inherently risk-averse.
Yeah.
And some of them are self-inflicted wounds, the fact that, we tend to celebrate the wrong thing. It's the fact that we typically not lift each other as we climb does not help us move forward in tech at all.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that this is really difficult. I mean, I'm part of the community, right? And I think, I'm trying to be careful of what I'm my worst critic, right? So when I see some of this stuff, I definitely resonates with me, and I want to think about my goal and my purpose. My goal and my purpose, I think, is to, I don't think, I believe, I know, is to help other Latinos, immigrants, first generation, second generation, like you said, achieve their American dream, right? I have achieved the American dream, multiple dreams, and I just want to spread the word. I want to help others achieve it too.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean that my responsibility is that everybody must achieve the American dream through my own help. But here I am, and in one area to try to do it at scale is to teach, is to educate, I think, right? I don't necessarily want to be the one pontificating on Twitter every day or on LinkedIn every day, but I want to leave these stories here for those that are interested in learning, right? And so I want to extract the learnings from here. Let's talk about the settle mentality, right? I think that that's something that it is an important thing that we need to figure out how to break through that, right? What's settle mentality?
The settle mentality is basically achieving kind of, look at life like a video game that has many levels. The settle mentality says once you get to level two or level three, that's it.
Yeah.
You are good. So for the career equivalent of that is for us Latinos is once you graduate college and have a good paying job at, you know, a PwC or at Google, that is it. You stay there and that's happy. That's success.
Right.
There's not, you're not going, you're not trying to go above and beyond. You're not trying to be, you know, have a senior executive role at Google. You're not trying to be, you know, start your own tech business and run a company that's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Those things are beyond. That's for somebody else.
Right.
And what's happening in the, you know, in Hispanic professional circuits, it's, that's what's celebrated. What's celebrated is that you go to level two instead of level 10.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So instead of celebrating people that, you know, built, you know, massive tech businesses like you or I, you celebrate people that, you know, made it to, you know, MD level at Bank of America or anything, something like that. So we're celebrating one aspect. And so therefore, what message are we telling the future, the youth of, they're telling, go do this and don't go do that.
Right.
You know, you can't be what you can't see. So if you can even see success in tech entrepreneurship, how are you going to be it?
But just to balance off what you said, right? We have a huge spectrum, right, of people coming into this country, different abilities, different opportunities, and so forth. We're not going to judge people for not achieving X, right? That's the, you know, it's not a straight line of success either, or of American dream, right? But I think so. There's absolutely nothing wrong. You know, if you got a great job at IBM, like my first job out of school, and I worked there for 10 years. If I would have retired from IBM and been a distinguished engineer, that would have been way better than me starting here with nothing and never being able to have a home or something like that, right? So I think that we want to encourage both. But I think what you said is like, we need to make sure that people see what success is, right?
Yeah.
And not to settle, because I was thinking about this the other day, is that, and this goes to everybody, I think, not just immigrants, right? But it's like, people, we all tend to settle. Change is hard. Risk is hard, right? And so we're at a place, we're at a job, and we just want that thing to not change and be there always forever, right? And we're like, this is good. This is okay. But the truth is that any job could go away. Any business could go away. Your health could go away. The economy could change. You know, the bubbles will burst. And so, like, I think we want to teach our people, right, is to be ready for change. And that change is good, and that taking risk, it's okay.
Yeah, but I think the issue that I've seen, I witnessed myself. I mean, I wrote a whole book about my journey and what I struggled with early on. It was just seeing massive success from people that looked like me, right? I only knew of people like you or Bismarck after, like, I was selling my company. You know, when I was already, I didn't know about it. You know, when I was starting out. And the issue that I see is that we as Hispanics, we don't put that success out there. We don't highlight that success.
Right.
First of all, it's not many of us, right? Like that build big tech companies. And it's hard for the youth to be what they can't see, right? Mm-hmm. It's really hard for them to, I'm not saying you have to be a tech founder. I'm not saying you gotta be a CEO that built a huge company. I am saying that we have a responsibility as a society to at least highlight that path.
Right.
And if you can highlight that path, then you can see that path, and it's at least an opportunity. And it's an option.
Yeah.
Right now, it's not even an option. Like, you graduate from a Latino graduating from XYZ company, XYZ college. Right. You didn't think that's an option. You didn't believe you can do it. And I think that's on us, because we're doing a poor job of highlighting the success of risk taking.
Absolutely. And I think that it's, I wouldn't say highlight that path, it's highlight all paths. You know what I mean? It's like the question to me is that we need to make sure that Latinos can see, Blacks can see, everybody can see that if whites have achieved, of all the successful people across all different industries, different types of businesses, they did it. What we want them to be able to think is that they can achieve it too.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
It's like, and so if we can start picking role models in each one of those places for the different path, it's like, how do we spread the word to people know that it's possible, that there is nothing, you know, inherently different, right, in them as human beings that stops them from doing that, and they can do that. So it's like, we need to, the advice here is don't settle, right?
It's like, yes. And I think, and I also highlight this in my book, is get into the right room. So if you're surrounded by a group of people who where you are the smartest person in that room, you're probably in the wrong room.
Yeah.
And that may necessitate you going to a different room where people are ahead of you. People will look, may look different from you, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I eventually had to do, right? I left my life as an aircraft mechanic. I did that for 6 years at an airport. And that I knew that was the wrong room. I was the only person with any kind of aspirations to get out of there. And I pivoted from that world into investment banking, where I looked like no one.
Yeah.
Definitely felt imposter syndrome, but that was a good thing because I felt like that gave me an opportunity to learn from others.
Right.
And I kept repeating that. Then at Wharton, then at Y Combinator, then at Arcus.
I think one thing we want to add to that, right, is that what we perceive as risk is not as risky as we think, right? People will be like, it's easier for you to say that, but no, I have lived it, right? And it is like, I did it over and over and over. I took the risk.
Yeah.
And the best thing is that if we have nothing, then we have nothing to lose, right? I mean, the greatest leaders will like follow the policy of burn the ships, right?
Yes,
exactly. And you can't go back. The good thing is that we have no ships to burn. And so it's like...
You started with zero.
So you started with zero. So it's like when people worry about like, should I leave this job that pays me $20 an hour? And then how am I going to do X, right? It's like, we should have the mentality, right? It's like, and we do, right? That we can sleep anywhere, right? We will figure it out, right? And so therefore, if we already are ready for that, if that's already an alternative for us, it's a possible reality, right?
Yes.
Then why not take the bigger risk, right?
Yes.
And so I think that that's one thing that we want to leave people behind with. So let's switch from settle mentality to the other thing I think I see here, which is, are we holding each other back? Are we holding ourselves back? Who's holding us back that we can change that and improve that, right? Take control of that.
Yeah, I think we are to a greater extent, but I think the good news is that we can make a change right now, right? So one thing I've learned is just lift as you climb. You don't have to wait to build a big company or to have a senior role at a big company to start helping. All you need to do to start helping is actually help, like follow up on your promises, right? Something as simple as, hey, if you promise somebody an intro, do two intros. If you promise your time to someone, follow up and give them the time and give them advice and follow through with your advice, follow through with your help, follow through with your mentorship. And little by little, doors will start opening up. And that's what I aim to do with the book. I try to do it, how to do mentorship at scale, so to speak.
Right.
And that's what I try to do here. That's what you're trying to do with the podcast as well.
I want people to have this idea of like, just because someone says no to you doesn't mean you need to stop your journey, right?
No.
We don't want to hold you back. Don't let anybody hold you back, right? In achieving your dream, right? It's part of the process, right? Two things is, how do we hold people back and then we get held back by actions of people? What kind of advice would you give us on that?
Yeah, well, again, one of the things that I mentioned is just follow through on your promises. You know, as Latinos, we tend to, there's a gap between excitement and execution. You know, I go through all these conferences and you meet a lot of people and they make a lot of promises. And I feel bad because all these founders are kind of very excited to follow up and then they don't hear back. So, and you know, as people, you know, we have to hold each other accountable. And if a founder comes up to you and you promise something, please follow up. Please take your time. And that founder will find it remarkably helpful that you followed through on. You know, if you can figure out how to give help at scale, even better.
Right.
Even give advice like you're doing, like what I'm trying to do with the book, even better.
Yeah.
And the other thing that we need to be better at is to kind of like celebrate the right successes or highlight the right successes so other people can see it. You know, not many people know, you know, the few success brown Hispanics that they're out there. And, you know, there's probably like 7 or 8 of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was at a conference last, 2 weeks ago at Latitude, and like, there were many of us there. there were many of us there, and you weren't, right?
Yeah,
this one was. Yeah, Richie wasn't. And so you got to figure out how to highlight the right successes. And if you highlight the right successes, other people will see them, and other people will aspire to be them.
And what about lift as we climb? I want to talk about that.
Lifting as you climb is the whole notion of kind of, you don't have to wait until you build until you're successful to help.
Right.
You can help in micro doses. Right. You know, if you're a senior out of college, you can help out a freshman out of college. Right. If you just graduate from college, you can help out an undergrad. You can start helping each other. And if you help one person and that helps, that person helps two and the other person helps four, and it kind of creates this virtuous cycle of help.
Yeah.
But it's all about execution, follow through on the promises. If you say you do something, follow through and actually do it. Take the intro, take the call, make an impact.
What happens when I don't take the call?
You know, well, if in our cases, right, we reach a particular level that we have enough knowledge that we can provide knowledge at scale, right?
Right.
You do it through the podcast, I do it through the book. Folks that are younger typically can trade, don't have that knowledge at scale, but they have a little bit more time, right? And
yeah.
I'm sure when you were younger, you were taking the call because you have a little bit more time. So was I, like 10, 20 years ago. So, but the point is figure out a way to give back.
Yeah.
Figure out a way to reinvest in the community in some way, shape, or form, and actually execute on things. It's easy to go and promise things and be at a cocktail hour and say, yeah, I'll introduce you to XYZ person, and then, you know, get ghosted the next day, you know.
Let's talk about that in some concrete tips here, right? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. You're at a cocktail hour. That sounds fancy anyways, but it's like, it would be better to say el cafecito, but anyways, so we're at a cocktail hour, you meet some successful founder, you meet an LP, you meet a VC, and they said, yes, I will introduce you to somebody.
Yes.
Right. And then crickets.
Yes.
What should I do?
I think if you're promising something, I think you should follow through. You should go out. Obviously the person, the onus, first of all, the onus is on the person that whose promise was made, right? So if I'm a founder and you tell me you're going to introduce me to Andreessen Horowitz or somebody like that, I'm going to say, thank you, great meeting you, we'll love the intro. And I write again if I don't hear back. But after two emails, it's kind of like, you know, the responsibility lies on the other side,
right?
To follow through. And you have, and the only way that we're going to get anywhere is if we actually take the call and make the intro. And ultimately, that starts a cycle of kind of virtuosity.
So we know, we're saying to the people that made the promise, follow through. But we know that that's going to happen, right? Everybody's busy. And so they forget and they don't check the email and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. What's the advice you give to that founder that was the promise was made to? What should they do?
Take initiative, right? So it's on you. If you're asking for a favor, it's on you to take the first step. Number two, expect not to hear back. And that is fine.
Yep.
And the best way to be persistent is to be politely persistent, right? Say, hey, how are you? I know that you're busy. Wanted to bring this at the top of your inbox, right?
Correct. That's what I was looking for. I think that it's something that I do that now more comfortably. You know, I think a long, long time ago, there was this guy that would just send me these emails like every other day. And he would say like ping or top of the inbox. He would just put one word and would just reply to the email himself, right? Just over and over and over. And at first I thought that was like bad thing. You know, it's like bad etiquette. But it's something that I do a lot, right? Mm-hmm. When somebody said to me, I will get back to you in a couple of days. Mm. When somebody says to me, yes, please follow up. Oh, yes, I want to do this. People say those things. Mm. I take them literally, right?
Yeah, me too.
And so I'm just like, I reply again. I use superhuman. I go, remind me in a week, remind me in 2 days. And I send another email. But I have like, I'm excited to send that message.
Yeah,
and because if they promise you, they gave you permission.
Exactly.
Right. It's best to do it. And so I love what you said about politeness, right? Be polite.
Of course.
Right. Always. Be polite. But if you have no permission from the person, be polite on how many emails you send. But if you got the permission, right, be polite, but you can up the persistence level, right?
Exactly. And the other aspect that I would add to that, Elias, is always give before you ask. So in your case, you mentioned earlier, like if you have a podcast, let's say I'm trying to ping you to get on your podcast. The right. first thing that I should do is listen to one of your podcast episodes,
yeah.
compliment it, share it on my LinkedIn and say, hey, by the way, I listened to your podcast. This is why I shit. This
so
is why
simple. So simple. I mean, those that comes from the book Cialdini. It's a book called Influence, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's like, I don't know, it's like seven different things of how you why people buy things. How do you convince people to do things? And that one is called reciprocity, right? If you do something for that person that you're trying to sell something to, like even if you just bring them a coffee, even if you bring them a muffin, even if you show up and you open the door from them, it's a human psyche of reciprocity. You do something for me, now I must do something for you.
Yeah. Golden rule.
And so you go and do that. And so like if you post an episode of my podcast and quote unquote kiss my ass, right? And be like, oh my God, look at the insights. He's so smart. He speaks, his accent is almost not there, you know? And yeah. something like that, right? It's you say something like that, and then
what accent?
And then you send me a message, can I talk to you? Ooh, right? And then it's like now you put the burden on me, right?
Yes.
I'm like, it's like I have to do it, right? And so there's simple techniques, right, that people that have been here around for longer generations know how to do it, right?
Exactly. It's like one thing I always tell founders is like relationships are like bank accounts. You can't withdraw if you don't deposit.
Exactly. And so I think that, so that's something that we have to tell people, right? And so, and the other one is, and so be persistent, right? Do stuff. And I love what you said, right? To kind of wrap it up. It's like, reset your expectations. You know, I think that the happiest people are the ones who don't expect anything in return, right? If you lower your expectations, you're going to be happy and you're going to appreciate. It's kind of like us in the Northeast, right? We appreciate a sunny day, you know, not like most people, not like people in Florida or in Texas, right? Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, they say happiness equals reality, less expectations.
Less expectation. There you go. That's the formula to success. Yeah. And so I find that myself, because I am persistent, I'm an entrepreneur and I'm demanding, and I get more yes. I get a good hit rate on my yeses, right? Maybe it's the chip on my shoulder. I don't like no's, right?
Yeah.
And I will push and I will push and I will push until I get the yes, right? And I realize sometimes, and when I get a no, it hurts. When you talk to a VC and they say no to me, it's seared in my brain, right? Yeah. It's like, uh-huh, you know, I'm going to prove you're wrong.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so we do that. But the reality is that I should expect nothing and I should be happier, right? But if I really need something, if I can help someone, bring something to the table, expect nothing and be persistent, right?
Yes.
I think that...
Great way to sum it up.
Yeah, I love this. Please, Latinos, please, immigrants, we have such a thirst, we have such a passion, we have such incredible values and hunger, mm-hmm. right, and ambition. Let's not cap it with settle mentality or with hold back. I mean, it sounds counterintuitive, but they both can exist. You can yes. be ambitious and want something, and yet somebody said something and they can hold you back and you can hold yourself back. So we'll keep doing this. You wrote an amazing book, a lot of lessons there. I applaud you for the effort. Like, I would want to write a book, but I'm not putting the effort. So I respect you.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate
putting yourself out there. Please get the book. Please share it with others. Please read it together. And any ideas, please message me and say, like, how can we help teach more examples of lifting as we climb? How can we break this mentality? If you're listening to the podcast, please get back to us and you know, go to Edricio on LinkedIn, go to me and give us help. How can we help the community? Who should we be interviewing here? What can we share? What would be useful to you and that we can do it at scale? Thank you for listening to the American Dream Podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss a new episode. And share the episode with your friends. Our work isn't done until everyone has equal access to their dreams.